All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the No Onions Podcast, where we speak with filmmakers, actors, producers, writers, editors, crew members, stage playwrights, anybody that is in the industry, and we talk about the unpopular opinions about popular productions. Of course, I'm your host, Corey John, and today I have a very, very special guest with me. I'm very fortunate to speak to this young lady. She is an actress with a very promising future. She is currently a student at the University of South Carolina, where she studies theater, hailing from Charleston, South Carolina, where you've probably seen her in The Wiz, Moon Man Walk. And she is currently about to be debuting as the leading lady in the upcomer, I'm sorry, the upcoming feature film, She Dark Skin, though, and the upcoming stage play, The Seeing Place, this September. So without further ado, I would like to present to everybody tuning in today the incomparable and ever so talented Miss Kay Bailey. What's going on, Kay?
Hi,
How
I'm
you doing?
doing pretty good.
That's good. That's good. I'm so happy to have you, man. You say
Thank
you're doing
you.
pretty good. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're gonna talk a little bit. One of the things I always admire about you is your willingness to show up. And your heart for if I guess your heart for making sure that it's right. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to kind of bring you on. You're like a younger, person in this industry. And when we've worked together previously, it's been a pleasure because like even when you feel like you're not doing something right, you're very like apologetic, but then you're like wanting to get it right. And a lot of times when you get on set with these actors, they don't really do that. It's kind of like they want to make it all about them. And you have a very wonderful spirit, and it's been so dope working with you. So before we get like really going, could you kind of tell people maybe how they can follow you on social media? I know the younger people these days don't really use Facebook. So how do you how can they follow you?
Yes, I have Instagram if you want to follow me on there. My
I
stage
got
name
that.
is Kay Bailey. My real name that you can find me on Instagram is LaKayla Henry Hand, LaKayla underscore HenryHand.
Y'all got that? Maybe you might want to do it one more time. For
My name off of Instagram to follow me on there is LaKayla underscore HenryHand.
I just noticed that your first name and your last name are like compound names. It's La Kayla, and then it's Henry Han. Yeah, it's very interesting. Is that why you go by Kay Bailey? Is that kind of condense it a little bit, or?
Well, the Kay Bailey is more of like a name that when casting directors are trying to cast people and remember names, it's something catchy but simple, so it's not too much to remember that you
I
can like
dig
write it
it.
and be like, oh yeah, Kay, right.
I get it. I dig it. I dig it. Yeah, I got you. Just something that kind of flows off the tongue real quick. Y'all call K. Call K. I got you.
Right.
I got you. I feel you. Okay. All right. That's dope. That's dope. So, all right. So I know you're in school right now. What are your aspirations in terms of, the film or theater industry? Like, do you have anything in particular, or are you just trying to kind of filling it out, or what's your goal?
My goal is to be on film and television. Like, I know everybody's gonna say, like, make it a Hollywood, do a Hollywood movie, Warner Bros. Everybody wants to say that, but really, I just want to be on your TV screen.
Facts.
Even if it's as a small production as someone recording a play that happened on Broadway, I will be on your TV screen. I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be in the movies, the TV shows, series. I'm gonna get there.
Right, so not to toot my own horn, right? But I am in a stage production that will, and you guys, if you're listening, you'll find out why this is funny to us a little bit later. But I'm actually in a stage production that was filmed, that is on, well, before Tubi was big, right? It was on like Redbox. It was at like Walmart.
Really?
You got rented from the video store, yeah, all that. But it is on Tubi now as well. But it's called Yesterday Is Still Gone.
Oh,
Yeah, y'all, I look real small, but yeah, it's a stage production that was filmed, like some other very popular productions that some people don't particularly care about as much.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's okay. You all saw them. A lot of people ain't.
Yeah, nah, facts, facts. So listen, so, all right, so with that being said, right, so in the film industry, in the theater industry, like, you know, it takes certain things to make a film or a production great, mm-hmm. right? And this thing is called No Onions because onions are considered the part of the Holy Trinity of cooking. I think it's like onions, bell peppers, and garlic. And I absolutely hate onions, no matter how essential they are to food tasting great. I think they are disgusting. You too?
Same, yeah.
Yay. Okay, dope. I knew it was something good about you. So what do you feel like are the three ingredients for a successful film or stage production?
Well, out of a film or stage production, actors make out it all. If you don't have the talent for it, the patience for it, the curiosity to ask questions for it, like if you don't have a good set of actors that want to learn more while they're filming or while they're doing this play on the stage, yeah. It's going to start to fall apart, including Agreed. If they can't be friends together, right?
Agreed.
That and the director too, because the director plays a part in casting. If the director doesn't know what they want in each scene, if the director doesn't know why this character is here, or if they just wrote the play and expected us to just do it with our own imaginations,
right?
Like, we're gonna start having problems.
Yeah.
And I believe lastly is the script, you know. Some scripts will have a beginning and the end just won't be there. Some scripts will just be confusing and not enough stage directions mm-hmm. for the characters to play it out. And with some people, depending on the stage of stage film or if it's a movie, they get the script, but they have somebody else to direct the script, you know? Yeah. Including, it's pretty common on like staged plays. Mm-hmm. So if the script just, it doesn't have enough direction, it doesn't have enough beginning, middle, and end, it's gonna,
yeah.
Those are the three basics of how
to right, how to tell a story, period. Like
just, right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like I'm with you. It was one thing you said about the actors, you mentioned patience, and I think that is such a big thing with actors, yeah. Mm-hmm. with everybody, but actors especially, because we gotta see y'all, you know. Everybody else is in the back behind the camera.
Yeah, yeah. But
actors, y'all in the forefront. If you look like you got an attitude, then it messes up everything. So I agree with that. Directors are so important. Script, those are like I would even say those might be the building blocks, if I had to go, you know, even further to have a successful, you know, production. Because if you don't have a director, you don't have a vision. If you don't have the script, what you doing? And if you don't have actors, who doing it, you know? So right. I'm with you. I like that. Pretty dope. Okay. All right. So with those three things in mind, let's talk about what we came to talk about, Miss K. So again, with the No Onions podcast, we like to talk about the unpopular opinions about popular productions. And there is one particular production that is so popular and was such a big hit that I believe you said you may not have such a popular opinion about. Care to tell the class what production that is?
Yes. When you ask me what is, I believe, a play or a movie or something that is popular that you don't really agree with, mm-hmm. it was Hamilton the musical that was on Broadway. Wow. That is still on Broadway, in fact. Where the original cast is, you know, that Hamilton.
Wow. Yep. I think I did some research. So for the record, I was gonna try to fake the funk, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. I have not seen the film adaptation, or it wasn't film, it was theater on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was theater on camera. So I haven't seen that one either. But I remember when it came out And I remember the chaos and the uproar and the, oh my God, you have to see it, and how everybody loved it. And I believe it even won a, it won Tony Awards, Grammy Awards, yep. Golden Globe nominations, all that. But you didn't. So what was the issue? What was the issue?
I personally feel like it was just a historic musical on stage. It was.
But what was? Well, I guess it was definitely that. But what, like, I guess what parts of it, or was there any particular part of it that just didn't connect with you? Was it because it was so, you know, old? Because I believe it's something like some type of I know it has some type of political thing with it. And if anybody wants to know, I do have the synopsis right here, so I can read it if we need to. But yeah, what was the part that you didn't love, I guess?
There wasn't exactly a part that I didn't love. I just was never able to watch it and enjoy what I was watching. Every single time I put on Hamilton, or somebody had on Hamilton, either in the classroom, home, whatever it was, I never got past the first time the king went on stage. Never.
Really?
Never.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons that it was so successful is because I think it married so many different like elements, especially like musically, because I feel like it has some rap in there, right? Like I feel they're doing some hip hop, they had some R&B, they had some pop, you know, like
yeah, it had it all.
Yeah, but you was like, no.
Okay. Now I feel like I'm a little biased, but I would say once I finally sat down on my own couch and started watching Hamilton, mm-hmm. it really isn't that bad. Like the rap music is pretty good. It's impressive to see somebody speak so fast and so clear.
Right.
So clear that the people sitting in front of it live action can hear it, and that you can continue to hear it while it's being filmed. And it's really a lot of talent in 2 hours. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think it kind of hits your stuff, because even when I was looking at the synopsis, it's so detailed. I'm looking at IMDb for y'all to want to go look it out. I was going to say I was going to read it, but it is really long, so I'm not going to read it. The synopsis, it even breaks it down into the acts. And the reason I brought that up is because I know your elements were acting, directing, and script. And based on the synopsis, it looked like it had a pretty good script. But I will say that, and don't shoot me, y'all. If you ever need me to direct Hamilton, I'm available, regardless of what I'm about to say. But the acting was cool. I looked at some clips or whatever, trying to get ready for this. And the acting was cool, but I wasn't like, oh my God.
I will say, as an actor who's been in a musical, depending on the face that you make, it can mess up the note that you're trying to sing. And Hamilton, from beginning to end, have no dialogue. All the words, the rap, like all of it. Yeah. So the acting part, once you get impressed with how fast they're speaking, how clearly they're speaking, the acting kind of goes out the door.
I got you.
You're like, acting but not singing, you know.
I got you. So it becomes more about the what my mom used to say, like the presentation as opposed to the actual. That makes sense.
For Hamilton only.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. That makes sense. All right, cool. So we got Hamilton out the way. I still think, you know, I'm still gonna check it out. Mm-hmm. Probably tonight. I gotta find a Disney Plus password. If y'all got one, hit me up. Let me know. Check it out. But I'm gonna check it out. So let me ask you this. So if you were asked, you know, to be in Hamilton, right? Mm-hmm. Like the let me see. I think I got some information right here. I can't say his name. But if the writer or the director reached out to you and said, "Hey, Kay, I want you to be in Hamilton," what you saying? You going or you?
I don't know. You would have to give me a lot of money, okay? Like, that's the type of show you ain't doing for free. That's a lot. I don't know. Like, they go on tour, and then the rapping and the being in the corset and singing, and they're so, I'm not saying I'm being the corset talented enough to do it.
Hey, I mean, that's right. You can do it.
I can do it. But it's like, do I want to put in all that effort and dedication, heavy on the dedication part, to perform it and make sure it's good every night for everybody?
Yeah. Let me ask you a personal, well, not personal, but let me ask you a business personal question, I guess. What's your preference, like, as far as stage or film? Like, do you have a preferred lane?
You know, now that I experienced both, I'm not sure. I feel like I need to do more in both fields. Yeah. I know my end goal is film and television. I'm gonna be on your TV, trust.
Facts.
But if I were to pick between like being on stage more often than film and television, right now, I don't know. I love them both. I like film and television because you get to have your breaks in between. You don't have to memorize the script all the way through after the film. I mean, like you have with the staged play. And then with stage plays, you get to meet everybody, get close with everybody real, real fast. It's just a certain period of your time. And then once you're done, you're done. But film and television, you might need to come back later on. I don't know. I don't know which one I like the most right now. But
That's fair. I think I agree with you. I think that's probably why I have shifted to film and television, because it I feel like it's shorter but lasts longer, if that makes sense. Like I can put together a film in a couple of months, right? And then I'm done. But those moments that we created on set, you know, like they kind of still live, you know, like
I can
play it back, you know, when I've done theater, because I probably can't count the amount of plays. You have all those months before preparing, but then once you do it, oh, that's over. You know, like
it's bitter sad leaving a staged play. Bitter sad.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's you know, I can see both. I heard Denzel Washington say something like, theater is for actors and film is for people that film, like for producers, because the actors get to really showcase themselves. They get to really kind of go all out on stage every night and leave it on the stage. Whereas in film, it's not about that as much. It's more about making sure you get the shot, making sure, you know, you get that angle, making sure you get, you know, like it's more about the person who's working the camera than the actor.
That's a nice view of things. I like how that's worded. I definitely understand that.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I always feel like in film stuff, you get to have moments though. Like if you can get to a place where you shut everybody out and you can be sincere on the camera, you know what I'm saying? And if the cameraman, the director, and the actor are in sync at one specific time, like it's like magical, and you keep it forever. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let me not be all deep. So that's dope. So talk to me, what you got coming up? So we talked about this thing called the Seeing Place. Is that what it's called? So what's that? What we got?
The Seeing Place, hopefully I say this right, is directed by Lauren Wilson.
Okay.
And she is a professor at the University of South Carolina. And she wrote this play, and it's going to take place at Longstreet Theater. Mm. And it's about the ghostly atmosphere about Longstreet Theater, because it once was a hospital for, you know, like the wars and stuff like that.
Oh.
So, it's reeling you in, right?
I didn't know about that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's I don't know the duration of the play, but the play is basically a play in the play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you.
The characters is trying to build a play within the play that you're seeing on the stage. It's an interesting layout, and I'm really interested to see how all of the scary moments are going to play out and all the ghostly appearance is going to play out. That's going to be the most interesting part of it all. But it's happening this September. You should come and see it at Longstreet Theater at the University of South Carolina.
USC. I am an alumni, by the way. I don't know if I ever told you that. But okay, cool. I probably see it a lot. Yeah, okay, cool. All right, so we got the same place. And then you do have a feature film that you are going to be the leading lady in. What's that one?
That one, I have no idea what the release date is. I'm excited to find out when. But that one is called She's Dark Skinned Though, and it's taking place of this poet, and his name is Trey. And throughout the whole thing, he finds basically the love of his life at a bar. I mean, at a restaurant,
Typical.
basically. Bar of a restaurant. And then it's me in royal blue. And the whole story just takes place of them falling in love, her trying to get back inside of her mental state of being okay in her head after her breakup, and him trying to get his poet life together, but at the same time connecting with her. It's a nice story. It's a beautiful
That's
story.
cool. That's cool. So you got some stuff going on. Yeah, you're gonna be on somebody's TV real soon. And I mean, I can't give too much, but you're gonna be all over the place. And I'm pretty sure outside of that, you're just a natural talent. You are fun to be around. And like I always tell you, you're a good spirit. And I hope this don't make you feel like weird enough when I say it, but you always remind me of one of my girls because I got seven kids and six girls. And every time I see you come around, I'm like, I hope she all right. I hope she good. See if she needs something. Make sure she all right. So yeah, man. So it's dope. So I thank you so much for coming to the pod, being a part of No Onions podcast. So I do this little thing at the end. So you have to tell me whether or not you would watch Hamilton again.
I would watch Hamilton again.
Okay, so the way it goes is if you say you would watch it, then I have to eat an onion. So I had to make them smaller because I had to eat them twice before, and they are so disgusting. I was hoping that I would start liking them at some point, but they are gross. So I had a little piece of one right here, and I'm about to eat it. Ah. Oh my God. That's why I had my soda. I've been trying to get my,
Your palate right.
I hate it. Oh God, this is so gross. All right, here we go. Here we go. Even a little one tastes bad.
You should work on making them bigger.
I had a really big one the first time. It was so big, and it was red or purple or whatever, and it was, oh, it's so hot. Why are they always so hot?
Onions are spicy.
I don't know, like,
Don't know. I take my onions off of everything I eat. I don't eat no onion.
it is so gross. Oh my God, it's so gross. And then like the taste stays in your mouth for like 3 days.
Yeah, or even like when you have it inside like a jar and you left it in the refrigerator, and then you take it out the refrigerator and you try to empty out the onion, and the jar still smell like the onion.
Yeah, we have. Oh, all right. Sorry. We had like so. I had it in a bag one time in the refrigerator, because everybody else eats things. I don't. In the bag, and I opened the refrigerator, and the whole refrigerator just smelled like onion all of a sudden. And I don't get it. I'll never understand it. But hey, it is what it is. thank you, Kayla, for coming through. I'm sorry, Kay. Thank you, Kay Bailey,
Either one,
for
still
coming
got K
through.
in both.
I appreciate it so much. I truly, 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 truly know that you are going to be a person that I can look back on and say, yeah, she worked with me at one point. So, you know, one of them cloud chasing people, that's what I'm going to be.
Okay.
When you get big, I'm going to be all about the post and stuff. Yeah, I worked with her back in 2024 and 2025. You know what I'm saying? But I know you're going to be big, man. And I'm so proud of you. And again, it's a pleasure to have you. So thank you so much. And y'all, this has been the No Onions Podcast. Please go follow LaKayla Henryhand on IG. I don't know if she got a TikTok or not, but do you have a TikTok?
I do.
You should work on it. You should work on it. That's your demo. So you should get that together too. So check her out on her TikTok too. I don't know what it is. It might be one of the things where she didn't want to tell her father, you know, her father like.
You'll find it on my Instagram.
Okay, there you go. So find the Instagram, you can find everything else. And she'll of course keep you guys in the loop with everything she got going on. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. Okay, thank you again. And y'all be good.